Okay, he said it like snap. Mm-mm, baby. No. No pussies allowed on this show. Wayne cannot definitely watch this show because this show ain't for the soft at heart.
Nope, it is not, my friend. Gotta have balls to watch this show.
And this show we talking about is goddamn Daredevil.
Oh, the devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Yes, we are the recap crew. This is the recap Daredevil. I am the phenomenal one.
I'm the one without the pussy, Cody.
Yes, I don't think any of us are the big of a pussy as Wayne is, Mr. Karen Passionate One.
Wayne's not on this show, so we are pussy-free today,
Pete. Oh, thank God. Oof. I couldn't take his soft shit no more or whatever. We did a fire it up, and I swear to God, it was almost like a Care Bear just came in a room and blessed a heart around it, and I was just like, what the fuck? It was like at the end of Scott Pilgrim when shit just turned to gold coins and shit like that. A little gold horse just started falling down from the sky. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Whatever.
I imagine if Wayne explodes, he just bursts a bunch of Skittles.
Yeah. Taste the rainbow. But people, we can't talk about that nice shit on here.
Fuck that. No, it's a world full of unnice things, man.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like the opposite.
You know, the funny thing is, one of the nicest things in here is Fisk, and yet he's not.
Wow, that's a terrible fucking thought. Jesus.
Did you see how he corrupted that bitch's mind?
I don't know if she was playing into it herself. I think she has some fire in her past as well, man.
Oh, my God. Is she supposed to be Eliza? Wilson Fisk is a bottom bitch through we know throughout the most of the books and shit.
I don't think so. I don't get that vibe from her.
I don't know if you remember the Spider-Man animated series. Eliza was just like this chick.
Maybe they took pointers from her. Maybe.
Yeah, because I was looking at her and that like you said, that fire in her past or whatever, or that wanting to be with Fisk or whatever, Eliza was just like that. I was like, man, this show is taking a lot of premise from that Fisk, from that cartoon. So I was like, ah, damn.
Well, what I liked about her, though, their relationship, soon-to-be relationship, I guess.
Oh, no, they fucking.
Yeah, what?
You, Eliza, get on top or whatever, because I'm a little too big. I'd crush you, bitch.
Unless, you know, I can't go on top.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the way he talks, man, it's creepy. The fuck out. Oh, that shit is creepy as shit, dude.
It's like he's awkward but commanding at the same time. It's, like, really interesting. I don't know how to quite describe it.
Yeah, it was kind of like what I said last week, whatever. It's just... His voice is like, it's so gentleman-like, but yet so commanding and powerful at the same time as well, you know. He never seems to lose his cool, but even the shit he's talking is just like, damn, he just told me he was going to cut somebody's head off. I must have missed that over this nice glass of Giorgio DiMaggio, 1976 wine right here, whatever. I was just like, keep talking, Fizz. And then when he was talking about how the buildings was on fire, I was just looking at it, I was just like, I forgot the girl's name. Jessica, was it? It was something like that. I can't remember. Cody, you looked at it a while often. When he was telling her about it, the look in her eyes and look in his eyes, you would think a man that was trying to impress a woman like that would try to back off just a little bit. Just a little bit, you know. But that motherfucker full-on-fledged kingpinned her ass. I was just like, God damn, dude.
I like that verb.
Yeah. Hey, shit. That's the new adjective of the week. Hey, Cole, don't get kingpinned. yes, people.
Yes.
We're talking about episode 5 and 6. And you know, this is going to be something different on this show because this show, though, these two were really two-parter shows.
Yeah, it really was. Episode 6 especially, it felt like a mid-season finale, if you will.
Yeah. Which is interesting because the more every week passes that we do these two shows, it always keeps feeling like more and more they're becoming standalone two parts now. It's like if you watch one of them, you gotta watch the next one because it's like if somehow they open up for, following the next scene, the previous scene, or it just continues to go on a plot point of that point or whatever. But these two definitely do that. So what we gonna do is I'm gonna give a plot synopsis episode 5, then Cody's gonna give one of 6, and we're just gonna talk about all of it as one. Because it just seems like one big spectacle. Pretty much take it this way. Episode 5 is Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 1. Episode 2 is Deathly Hallows Part 2. Exactly. One's got the storytelling to set up the to the fire burning, and then the other one is just, fuck it, let's just burn everything. but Episode 5, World on Fire. And this one pretty much opens up with Daredevil, or as they call it here, the Man in the Mask, still searching for or looking for that key connection of Vladimir. We open up with Rosario Dawson's Claire character. She's all banged and bruised up, looking sexy as hell, if you ask me. I look at those and go, like, them battle scars, baby. Those are my battle scars. That means you could take a hit. Not that Wayne would ever hit you because he's a pussy, but, you know.
I decided that if he did hit her, he'd also be a pussy.
Yeah, if he did, he'd be like, ah! No, girl! He'd become Damon Wayans from Men on Films. But, oh, you know, I'm going to send him a little hat like that. Shit. Some truffle shirts. He's like Prince from the Chappelle skit or whatever. Just... Damn, Wayne should be there for Halloween now.
He totally should, man. Oh, God, I'd kill to see that shit.
I think he could pull it off, too, actually. You know, that's the thing. You know, Wayne, if you do that, we'll all wear costumes this year.
I will fuck, yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
You got to be Prince from Chappelle, so, Wayne, I want to see that. Make up it all, even though you're already white. Make up it. So, remember, that's the next polling. So we open up with her, and man, do you still get uncomfortable when Daredevil is trying to put stitches and shit like that, even though he's ass blind and shit, even though we know he can do it?
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, like wrong false move, man. Girl, fuck.
Yeah, because we was like rubbing on her or her muscles and shit like, he was just like, ah, the swelling's going down, whatever, let me just do this real quick. I was just like, ugh, oh God, don't touch me.
Side, you saw how fucking smooth Matt Murdock was there.
Oh, hell yeah. I was like, you motherfucker. He
son of a bitch.
Eased up in that ass, too. I was just like, damn, dude, look at you, man. He's just like, I will protect you, Claire. I can do this, whatever.
Should I be all cordial shit? May I?
Yeah, may I? You already start touching her, nigga. Oh, he even got, what's her name's ass, too? Karen as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That nigga ain't even touched that bitch. He's just like, she's like, you want to do this interview, whatever. I like the way you talk. Go ahead, continue. She looked at him and was like, well, damn, okay. And then next, you know, end of that show, it was just like, how do you think Murdoch, Matt sees people? You know, just do you think he notices me at all? I'm just like, he blind, girl. Do you think he notices you? Shit, God damn. I like how Foggy at first, I'm sorry to get off track of you, but Foggy was just like, you know, is this like a date and everything, whatever? And then next, you know, 5 minutes later, so Matt, about Matt, he was going all along with it. Then he went, oh, wait, oh, you're interested in him. Not, oh, okay. You bitch. So he's putting Claire back together. Meanwhile, he's going back on the streets trying to figure out who where can he find Vladimir? And Vladimir, people, you don't know, he's the brother of the guy that Kingpin took his head off. Vladimir is out looking for him, so he's pretty much looking for Vladimir to pretty much get the heat off Claire so she can just go back to her normal life. Meanwhile, we got the subplot going on here with Foggy and Karen. Miss Cardina, I hope I'm saying her name right. She comes in. She's living in Hell's Kitchen as well. She's got these apartment complex where Señor Thule, a.k.a. Señor Tuco. apparently, pretty much was gonna revamp their whole building, and pretty much by that, he's gonna tear that shit down and offer them just a $10,000 fee, which my black ass probably would have took that thing. I'm not gonna lie, I'd have been like, shit, you can have this shitty apartment. Shit, deuces, bitch. Matter of fact, I was like, I speak for everyone here. Yeah, tear this shit down. Fuck it. That place ain't worth no $10,000, miss. I'm sorry. I mean, come on now. You can get you a nice little condo over there in Queens. You can get the hell out of Hell's Kitchen, first of all. That's what you need to do. You can move to where the Avengers have made sure it's safe. I'm just saying, Spider-Man lives in Queens somewhere, so you can live over there, because I'm sure it's safer than this fucking neighborhood as well. But no, Senor Foggy, we don't want the movie, we want our neighborhood. I just like, bitch, he was crazy right now, whatever. I know Cody's black ass would have took that 10 grand and been like, well, fuck this place.
That's up for a debate, but okay.
Shit. Debate. I ain't taking this right now, people. Ain't no condo worth $10,000. You better take that shit. Just tell them, just give me a day to get my shit out of here. Matter of fact, take the next 2 weeks of work off as well while you at shit, because you ain't gonna make $10,000 in 2 weeks. So fuck it. Foggy and has to go pretty much see the old firm they interned at to pretty much talk to their lawyer, Tooley's lawyer, to get them to stop the construction going on here, because pretty much what they're doing is illegal. I mean, that's one thing I like about the show too, is it still holds that lawyer aspect in every episode, along with the crime fighting and the Matt Murdock stuff. We got here, what they're doing is legal because they're tearing down property without them actually signing stuff. They're just going ahead and revamping the shit. And then next, you know, we get an awesome fucking scene, by the way, which we'll get into later, of a cop taking down a Russian and Matt Murdock listening in to find out pretty much Wilson Fisk. And that's pretty much where he's getting his info from on finding Vladimir. And then next, you know, we end the scene where him actually finding Vladimir. And then next thing you know, it cops showing up after he's beating the fuck out of pretty much damn. I like it. I don't kill people, motherfucker. You didn't hit him like 10 times, whatever and shit. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what it is between you and Batman talking about. I don't kill people, whatever. But I meant to bring that up in Mystery of Batwoman. Yeah, that motherfucker. I don't kill. I don't use guns, whatever. But you use bombs. It's like
I don't get the economy between that. But yeah.
Did you see that bomb he set in that pool when he was in Penguin's Club, whatever? And he set it so close to the edge, and he damn near blew. I was like, man, you might as well use a fucking gun, man.
Yeah, for real, man. I don't see the fucking difference, guys. But okay, man. I'm gonna
flush your boat. Yeah, you too, Daredevil. You, nine times out of ten, you can't kill someone punching them. But the way Daredevil's hitting their asses constantly, repeatedly in the face. You almost can shatter a breathing utensil or something like that, whatever. The motherfucker will eventually either bleed out, pass out, or something like that, or whatever. So, I don't know what they end game here is. Like, oh, we don't kill. It's just like, shit, you could have fooled me. It's almost necessary that they got to have that scene from how it should have ended with Batman just going, didn't kill him. Shit, because fuck, dude. But, And we end the scene here with cops pulling up saying, get your ass on the ground, Daredevil. Get on the ground, nigga. Tired of this shit. Leaving these burning DDs in the streets and shit like that, whatever and stuff. you know how much water takes clear that shit? That's the end of episode 5. Cody, take it from 6.
Alrighty, episode 6, Condemned. So we pick up right after we left off with episode 5 with Daredevil being held up by the cops, and he handles the fuck out of them with ease, pretty much.
It's like he felt sorry for them.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a bit of a shootout. Daredevil evades all of them, but Vladimir gets shot at one point. And they're quickly revealed to be in hand with Fisk. Of course, you know, Fisk pretty much owns everybody in the goddamn city.
Oh, man, Jesus
Christ. When I say everybody, I'm like, everybody. Nowhere is safe.
Yeah, literally, even the media.
Yeah.
This motherfucker owned. What does he own the media for? That's what I like, the media. God damn.
So he manages to escape with Vladimir in hand, and they escape to this abandoned building, and he's trying to get more information out of him. Vladimir is like, you know what, fuck you, just let me die. And we get some of the best lines from this, too, because Vladimir starts speaking Russian to Daredevil. He's like, sorry, I don't speak asshole.
that was so good, too, between Vladimir and... Because Vladimir's whole thing is just like... Because Daredevil keeps telling him, are you going to die here or whatever? And Vladimir's like, no, this is not my place to die. I do not die now. I pick the day when I die. Right. So pretty much he's what Wayne used to be. Had balls.
Exactly. Which is fully displayed when Daredevil tries to get information out of me. Before he passes out, he says, suck my dick.
And then the second time, he tried to beat him with a 2x4.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So they get to fix the cut. ass and knock his ass out.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude, can you stop being stubborn just for one fucking second here?
Right, this is after Daredevil, he has to stabilize him and stop the bleeding. So he pretty much tortures his ass with a flare because he gets from the help of Claire Temple.
yeah, and the hospitals are ram-packed because of the explosion that Fisk and them set around the town, and that was a beautiful shot of the city just burning.
Yeah.
You know, how many superhero or comic book things have we ever heard, this city's going to hell on fire? That was the first time I ever saw a city on fire. I was like, God damn, shit.
Yeah, shit was wild, dude. Mm-hmm. Yes, while this is going on, being here, he soon discovers that all these explosions are linked to mob territory, because you know, all the territory is owned by the Russians. Mm-hmm. So he turns up to the scene looking for information. That's where the cops show up. They're trying on the search looking for Daredevil. Also, this is where a funny sequence is where the rookie cop, he notices, he hears something going on. He hears Vladimir screaming. And he goes up trying to defuse the situation and see what's going on. Daredevil whoops his ass.
I know, man. I remember going in my head, how much you want to bet that's a normal, that's not a cop owned by Fisk, neither.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
We later find out it's not.
And it killed his ass. That was
I was like, damn, I felt so bad for
that. Hey, I was like, God damn, shit, he got his ass beat. Hey, you know, fuck him. That was his fault. He had a chance.
Yeah, he didn't have to go in that building.
Yeah. That was one thing. And then Daredevil asked him, too. Tell him, just call off the cops. I'll let you go. And yeah, because like you said, Daredevil didn't kill people. He wouldn't let him go. So, I'm just saying. But this motherfucker had to be a smart ass going, he's on the second floor in the bed. I was just like, okay. And then Daryl had to punch his ass. So, you know, that's what happened.
So while this is going on, the cops are having a hostage situation. Not a hostage. Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of a hostage situation outside.
You see, that's the way they built it up to be.
Yeah, talking to Blake, the asshole cop. And all of a sudden, he gets shot out of nowhere. You're like, oh, shit, what the fuck is going on? You thought he was in line with Fisk, but no. Not really the case.
Well, you remember what it was, too, because he was just like, that motherfucker fucked up and with Daredevil. So he's like, no. I was like, damn. So you know not to say that nigga's name not around nobody now, because shit, yeah. Fisk will go out of his way to put a bullet in your ass now.
Right. And I don't know if you noticed, P1, but that sniper, he had a ace of spades on his
badge. Ace of spades on his badge there, Cody. Yes.
You know what that could mean, right?
Nice little nod right there to Marvel aficionados right there, Cody.
Bullseye.
Yes! Yes! A real bullseye, too, by the way.
Yes.
Not that Colin Farrell shit.
Not at all. Fuck that. After Matt Murdock and Vladimir had their little tussle, they fall through the building to the ceiling.
I was gonna say, did they show the face of Bullseye or just him in the?
Oh, he was in a helmet.
Okay, I was about to say, who was the actor that played him? But since they didn't show him, so never mind.
Fisk gets a hold of a radio and turns to the cop's transmission. We get this awesome badass sequence with him having a conversation with Daredevil. And you figure out, like, they're both striving for the same things, but they both had different philosophies about going about it. And dialogue in this scene is fucking fantastic, I believe.
Pretty much all you got to put on the title of this to understand what's going on is Civil War. man, I want to say, dude, it's funny how Daredevil became a vigilante to a guy in a mask to everybody hates that guy now. I was like, wow, in the drop of a phone call, Kingpin managed to get a whole city on his ass.
Badass. So we finish off the episode with Vladimir quickly realizing, like, this is not how I die. So he teams up with Daredevil in an effort to get out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So he pretty much stays behind for Daredevil to get away. So he goes out like a badass. So I was like, man, Vladimir. Awesome.
And he gives him a name, too, that ties into Fisk and all the money or where it comes from.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I was going to say, if you ever watched any crime boss movie or TV show, people, the link to always getting the major crime boss is always, where does his money come from? We've seen this plenty of times, and Vladimir disclosed a name we have not yet heard in the show that ties into Kingpin, which comes from the person that handles all of the money going in from all the crime bosses here. Which, I just cannot wait to find this out because Daredevil's probably going to break his arm like he broke this bitch-ass cop's arm. Which I thought was, out of both episodes, I want to say that probably was my favorite scene. That shot of Matt Murdock in the precinct, and that pause look he had on his face when that cop shot that Russian dude.
Oh yeah.
That was just fucking beautiful. How his Daredevil went to the precinct people to pull up the files on Thule and the whole apartment construct stuff that they were destroying, whatever. And he just sats down. Meanwhile, he hears the two crooked cops or whatever. Which we don't even know they're crooked yet. We're listening to them as they interrogate this Russian guy, and he's just like, I have a name for you. They uncuff him, and he's just like, okay, they're going along with it. He tells them Wilson Fisk, and then all you hear is, damn, is it my turn? Nah, it is your turn, whatever. And then he punches himself, and you go like, what the fuck? And then he's like, he's got my gun. He's got, and I was like, holy shit, these cops are crooked. And they shoot this Russian dude, and Matt Murdock, it looked like he's going to get up and do something, but then he just stopped and paused, and you heard that gunshot going. He's like, damn, I fucked up. That was a beautiful shot. How it kept going back between the cops and Murdock. I love that scene, actually. Very beautiful. Another good scene here too is Foggy stood up like a boss.
Oh, hell yeah, he did.
To that hot ass ex girlfriend of his that worked at the former firm.
Yeah, man, I'm like Foggy, like what the hell? He keeps complaining about, oh yeah, you know, Mac gets all the pretty girls, and like, man, you had that at one point.
I know, right? And then he's talking about, I like he's trying to play the sensitive one to Karen. He's a sensitive one. He's just like, you know, she's not really my type, you know. I just, you know, well neither is Karen because she likes Murdock ass. I was like, man, I don't know, man. She's so far. That looked like the hottest chick in the whole show, to be honest. So, Foggy, what the fuck you complaining about? You know, she used to be different, and then this happened to her. And just like, when did you grow a heart? When did you grow a heart? Man, he was looking like a scared wimp-ass bitch or whatever throughout that whole... But then, I don't know what kicked in, but he stepped up on her ass and just broke down the law to her. Something about the law to him just gave him that extra boner he needed to say, fuck you, bitch. That was a beautiful scene. Foggy actually had a lot to do in here. He was playing hero and everything. He took a glass wound bullet for an old lady.
Seeing him and Karen work together to patch up her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice.
Yeah, that was real cool because we're starting to find out more of the Watch Me shows that Karen and Foggy they're going to continue to have a subplot. It's only a matter of time before Fisk, which people probably saying, they already did that, motherfucker, y'all behind. Fisk interrogates either Foggy or Karen, or both for that matter, or find out who Daredevil is, which is Matt Murdock. I'm almost positive there's going to be one moment where he finds out who Daredevil is. I mean, you can't have this many eyes in a city and not figure out who this guy is, to be honest. I thought everything of this episode 5, obviously, was pretty good, man. I was enjoying it. A slow burn build-up that I liked about it, too, where it took you from one place to another, and the whole Asian chick sending the Asian bomb, the Asian blind bombs in there and shit. What in the fuck, Cody?
Yeah.
She's sending like little blind Asian men to pretty much commit suicide. And I was like, Jesus. Here, I'm thinking they dropping off some goddamn noodles and rice or something like that, whatever. No, these motherfuckers going like a jihad to all of you.
Yeah, man. I like the character development between Foggy and Karen. Yeah, character development between Foggy and Cameron, that was great. Didn't help it out, Miss Cardenas with her apartment. That was a nice little touch for episode 5. Yeah. I definitely dug that.
They're the two that keeps the show from going over that that edge. You know, sometimes when you need that break from the Daredevil shit or whatever, and that's what Karen and Foggy are there for.
Yeah. I do have one minor quibble about episode 5. Is that Claire Tibble, she started bringing up, I'm getting that right, people?
Yeah, I know where you're getting at here. Yeah.
I love shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I do like about that, though?
That was kind of pretty. What's that?
Daredevil saying, then don't like me. When he was leaving the stairs or whatever, and she's like, I don't know if I can be sitting home waiting for a man like this, and then Daredevil looked at her and said, well, then don't. Perfect. I was like, oh, great. That was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of odd for her to be falling in love already. I'm like, damn, no, you saved your shit, but come on now.
I think it was one of those things when you're in fear and shit like that, you just latch on the first person that's there for you.
Okay. I suppose that could happen.
Maybe. Yeah, it's one of those things, especially when you ain't seen nobody in the past week or two or whatever and shit, and this man is the only one there for you. That's probably where that shit just came from.
Okay.
I wonder. I wonder if it's gonna go any further since he just told her then don't. So, like, I wonder if, like, if that's just the end of their relationship, period, or whatever. Now that the Russians are dead, is she gonna just like go back to her apartment or whatever, and that's the done deal of it or whatever? So I mean, well, I'm sure he's gonna use her still because she does his stitches and shit like that. So.
Right. So now the cop, but she's a. For Luke Cage primarily, so
yeah.
Let's see if that pans out.
She gotta hop on that double D dick. That's why, you know. Shit, they ain't calling him the Dare Dick for nothing now. Come on now, Coach. Now you
stick his DD in my chest.
Yeah. Now you know somewhere in the back of her head, she going, "Damn, did I just get dissed by a blind man?" Shit, that motherfucker wasn't even looking at me when he said, "Then don't." That motherfucker looking up in the sky. What is this?
Goddamn.
These blind men are so, man, women are talking about men are so horrible. Blind men are the worst. Look at Jamie Foxx and Ray Charles. I mean, shit, you blind.
Goddamn, you're not lying.
Blind men are fucking terrible or whatever. Like, everybody want to feel sympathy because they blind or whatever. Nah, they the worst men ever. Shit. Shit, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, especially Ray.
Jack,
he was a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. What's next? The Stevie Wonder story of how he fucked women over? Shit.
Jesus Christ, I don't even want to hear about that.
You know, Stevie Wonder did it with a smile, though. You know, shit. Oh, fucking smile. But then, look, bitch. Why don't you take your ass out that doorstep then, baby? Like, it was something about when Charlie Cox just told her, "Then don't." I was just looking at him like, damn, that nigga not even looking at her. He looking at the sky and shit. Shit. It's something about, you know, when you make eye contact with a person, whatever, you want, you can feel the emotion, whatever. This nigga looking up in the sky, I know he blinds you, but he looking up in the sky, well, it's just like, well, then don't. And just walk away, just like, damn, dude. Shit. Have a little sympathy, yo.
Acknowledge she's in the fucking room.
Yeah, you blind fuck. I know you can't see her, but I know you can see the like particles of her and shit like that. She down that way, man. Just not giving a fuck, huh?
Yeah, man, you know how somehow you
Yeah, that nigga was just like, cause he's on a stairway immediately. Like at first he's looking down at her having a conversation, but then when the camera pans back at him when he's about to say, "Well, then don't," he's looking up all the way over here and shit like that. Like, yeah, so I don't give a fuck about you, bitch. I'm using you for stitches, bitch. I was like, that's some Rosario Dawson ass right there, man. What you talking about? So yeah, I'm curious to see where her character goes as well. Now that, I guess, since the Russians are all dead now, and he pretty much told her fuck off. Pretty much told her fuck off. I'm sure next episode she'll probably still be at that apartment. They'll have some conversation about it. It'd be like, and she'll probably slap shot, "Motherfucker, you wasn't even staring at me when you told me fuck." Talk about you can hear and smell all through walls and shit, but yeah, you can't. You don't have a human heart and shit, you little bastard. Basically, episode one is a fucking see it for me. Yeah. Or episode five,
absolutely.
I mean.
See it. Episode five, yes. Absolutely. Agree with you 100%. See it.
Yeah. And obviously, people, you're going to know where we go with this one. Episode six is a see it as well. I don't know. I mean, come on now. Matter of fact,
get out of here.
Yeah, it's a high see it, man, because like I always said, man, whenever you watch two episodes back to back, that first one is always like, it's good, but that second episode just like is the, I'm telling you, it's like the previously on the last episode part or whatever, and it amps it up to 100 degrees. And like you said, that phone call conversation between or the walkie talkie conversation between Fisk and Daredevil, that was their first time interacting with each other, and that shit was awesome.
Brilliant. Brilliantly done.
You saw the fear in Daredevil's eye. Well, not in his eyes, but just on his face of expressions or whatever. That, Charlie Cox, man, he's constantly knocking it out of the park with that. Especially when he heard, he was just like, you know, nobody's going to believe you. And he was just like, this city just did. I turned them all against you or whatever. And everybody was just, he was just all over the news and stuff. I was like, damn, it's only been like 5 minutes, dude. So, Cody, final thoughts of episode 5 and 6 since our Skype connection is like being a bitch.
Yeah, love them, man. Love them, man. This show keeps getting better and better. I can't wait for episode 7. I already saw the title. What was that? Episode 7? Episode 6, I mean.
Stick.
Seven. Shit. I must have mixed up. Stick. Can't wait, man. Can't wait to see what they do with Stick. Excited to see where his character goes for these two episodes. But I love the character development between Foggy and Karen. I love finally Kingpin and Daredevil having a face-to-face talk, but a talk, period. Love the dialogue during that sequence. Of course, the act sequences, man, they are done better than probably any other superhero TV show I've ever seen. So, and they just keep that tradition going, man. I love it, man. See him tonight. He is the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Charlie Cox is the shit as Daredevil, man. Mm-hmm. He gets so much across by just wearing a mask. Awesome.
I know, right? Oh, yes. So would you?
Yeah, man. I see it.
That's it? The seat? Okay.
Yeah, just a little high seat.
All right, man. I don't know what your problem is. All right, whatever. Anyway.
My stuck-up ass.
Yeah, your stuck-up ass. I wish I was Charlie Cox looking in the sky right now telling you, well, then go.
Fuck your opinion.
Yeah, fuck your... Yeah, I'm looking in the sky right... Fuck your opinion, Cody. Damn, P1. I thought we was friends. You could say it in my face, you know, whatever. No, fuck your opinion. Just look over here, whatever. Yeah, man. Sorry we couldn't get a full shot for you guys. I mean, you got 30 minutes here because Skype is being a fucking total bitch with us.
Oh, my God. That is putting lightly. Skype, what?
She is on her monthly and her period right now. And honestly, it dropped so many times. Me and Cody are sick of this shit. So it's time to wrap it up. And all I got to say is everything that Cody said, I agree completely. I like the Foggy and Karen moments because it takes away a lot of the tension from the Daredevil scenes, which not to say that I like tension being taken away. It's just that I like that it being built upon or whatever. And that's what I think. That's one thing this show is great upon. It's buildups, man, to every little encounter with something is just incredible, I think. Action, like you said, still looks great for any superhero TV show. Personally, for me, I think it looks better than most any TV show.
Yeah, you're right. I can't disagree.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's a cheap ass Netflix show. But, I mean, you know, I'm starting to wonder. Another thing, too, is like the Marvel coming over to Netflix, is that going to be that push it needs to take over the home market territory? Mm-hmm. Get a big studio like that in Marvel to come over to Netflix and have so many views watching it and shit like that. Are people going to be saying, oh, this is, hey, theaters, get ready. You're going to be starting seeing in those declines or whatever. Because I don't know if you noticed, but Netflix already stuck The Man with the Iron Fist 2 on there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day.
And I was like, that didn't even come out on Blu-ray. It just barely came out on Blu-ray. So, they're, like, trying to match already when Blu-ray releases now are coming out to putting it on Netflix as well. So, I think that's another cool way of getting also the home market as well. Because we're seeing the home market take over. And I think Daredevil and Marvel are that push it's going to need, really. Like the Joker said, all you need is a little push. I think Joker would love Daredevil.
Oh, they'll get along.
A blind man running around rooftops with a stick. Oh,
so you have a picture for putting things in people's eyes.
Oh man, you're just so fun. Oh, yeah, man, I love Daredevil itself, man. Charlie Cox, man, he's continually the knock. I like that character not so much the character, but the actor portraying him in so many ways that I've seen before, which I never thought could be done thanks to that fucking movie. Man, that fucking movie, looking at that poster of that movie, I don't even like that fucking costume, dude. Like, looking at it, just like, it looked like some Bond, SMB bonded shit or whatever. Something like that.
I like how the movie just gets worse and worse by the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fuck that movie. He's getting angry. Fuck that movie.
I like, because the first time we did this, I was like, oh, you know, man, the movie was bad, but, you know, it was cool. And the next time we did it, I was just like, Man, that movie just, it's getting worse. Every time I see it, fuck that movie. And now it's just like, man, that movie can go to hell, dude. That movie can eat a fucking dick, dude. I mean, you know, after this movie, I mean, this show, you know, it's another thing that made you reestablish your 100% faith in Marvel by saying, I don't know why people question them anymore.
There's no question. Yeah, at this point, I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, like, even if their next movie fails, you just go like, oh, whatever, that's just one step
away. I got Daredevil.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait till you see Avengers, too. But you're really going to be like, damn, the Marvel, yeah, you know what, pants unzipped, suck a dick right now. Suck this Cody dick right now. Especially when you see that ending. red and blue. Excuse me. Oh.
You want an egg, boy?
Excuse me there, people. Whoa, something got over me right there.
What the fuck have you just done? God damn it. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Cody's about to go buy a tent right now. He's going to go away for the next...
Fandango, here I come. Fuck this.
All right, Cody's just like, oh, yeah, man. You know, I don't care about the event. What did you just say, everyone? What did you just say? Cody's about to go buy a tent right now in a previous tent. <It's like, laughs> sitting there shaking back and forth with his, I'm not going to say it again, but, you know, you people, you got to catch it now. Oh, man. I thought last year was Marvel's year. Nah, fuck it. I take it back. This year is Marvel's year because, goddamn, man, this show, both episodes get a high seat for me, people. I loved every bit of it. I'm loving the show more and more. As a matter of fact, this is my go-to show now. I cannot wait to get to watch.
Fuck yes, my friend. Mm-hmm. Daredevil.
Mm. Can't get enough of that sweet double D dick, you know?
D on D.
That's right. Well, Cody, since Skype is being such a bitch, I'm going to take a page out of Matt Murdock's page and say, well, then go. Man, talk about zero fucks given.
Seriously.
I like it, too, because he played a smooth a scene before, making a move on her, making out with her and shit. All of a sudden, that motherfucker heard that word. I don't know if I can wait for a man or anything. That motherfucker looking up sky and said, well, then go. Pretty much. He said to steal a page from our rival DC, Man of Steel. I'm going to look up in the sky and have a blank stare in my face and go, well, then just go. I like how fucking Skype's working. Ain't this a bitch?
I know, goddamn.
Ain't this a fucking bitch?
Always, man. Stop fucking with us, man.
What a fucking bitch. Skype, this ain't fired up. You fucking...
Where's that Netflix TV series called Fuck Skype? I was
They had that. It was called Unfriended. That pretty much was a whole fuck you movie. But people, that's been the recap. We are the recap crew. This is the recap Daredevil. I'm the phenomenal one signing off.
I'm Cody, also signing off.
And like I said to Cody, then just go, people. Because we will be back next week for episodes 7 and 8. Mm. Oh, I can't. Not wait. I can't wait. I just need to see how further this Daredevil Kingpin shit go. I can't wait for that interaction when they face to face, Cody. Fist the cuff.
I can't wait to get kingpinned. Bring it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm getting kingpinned right now.
Yeah, shit. Join you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm bending over right now, taking that kingpin. Okay. Oh, man. It's delicious.
I'm not mad at that.
Later, bastards.